T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Joining us now is Dave Leventhal, senior Washington correspondent for Business Insider. And Dave, it's another day, another day here in Western New York, kind of looking around and seeing the disparity between reopenings around the country. Our announcement here yesterday was that capacity restrictions would be lifted off of most businesses a little bit later on this month, though business owners say that with everything else in place, it really is not going to make any sort of noticeable difference. Meanwhile, in Florida, reopening quite a bit, all COVID restrictions coming off, according to the governor there. I mean, it really is a lot different depending on where you are in the country. And I'm wondering when, you know, this disparity is going to cause maybe a little bit more turmoil when, you know, one area of the country is able to, you know, say, host a big event with a whole lot of people and the other still isn't.
That's going to largely depend on COVID itself. We've got, you mentioned, two states out of the 50. Well, there are pretty much 50 different ways that states are tackling the situation. And if you were in, for example, the state of Oregon or the state of Washington on the Pacific Coast, then you've got a very different situation than what you have in Buffalo or we have in D.C. or folks in Florida have for sure. And it's not a laughing matter because the numbers are going the wrong way there. So we have spikes in certain parts of the country. We have numbers that are going in the right direction and going down in terms of COVID infections, hospitalizations, and death. And that's just the nature of this pandemic. And there's nothing to say that there could not be a resurgence in certain parts of the country as we go into the summer. It's very unpredictable, and all you have to do is look at what's happening in certain parts of the world, India being first and foremost, to see that we're not done with this. It's just not the case, and Washington, D.C. is still struggling, at least in certain regards, to try to manage the motley system that we have in place, which is really a system of 50 systems as opposed to one.
You know, have we just gone completely away from looking at any sorts of numbers? It seems like any restrictions that go or come here in New York State, I mean, they're not really accompanied by a whole lot of reasoning like they maybe were a year ago, looking at some of the numbers. And then looking at deaths, because, you know, cases can fluctuate based on how many people get tested, how many tests are offered, things like that. But, you know, death might be the most concrete number we have, unfortunately, on a 7-day average. And you look at New York is at 54 average COVID deaths. Meanwhile, Florida is at 56. Texas is at 50. And all seemingly, you know, very right in line despite having completely different ways of going about things. And yet no one seems to be looking at that when making any of these decisions on whether or not we should get back to business at all.
Well, you know, I think most people would hope that the numbers would be the drivers here, but there are other considerations to take into account. There are political considerations for sure. And also people are just sick of this. We're 14 months into this. We want to get back to traveling. We want to resume our lives. Many people are itching to get back to the workplace and certainly get kids back into the classroom, although we're almost done with the school year in many parts of the country, and we'll be going into the summer months. But put that all together and just the realities, the hard realities of living life in a pandemic, people want to get beyond it. The question is it still going to be too dangerous in certain areas to get rid of all restrictions and have this be a free-for-all and then backtrack where those numbers are going to go up again. Those numbers are going to go in the wrong direction I don't think anyone wants that to happen. And so there is some risk here, and there's risk that each state is going to assume by going forward with their plan as they do it, if they're removing restrictions left and right and very quickly. There is a possibility that some will remove them too soon and simply just have to go back to a higher level of protection for the community.
But people are finding that these decisions are political, right? I mean, you can follow the red states and they're opening a lot quicker than the blue ones, right?
Oh, sure. And it's not uniform. There are definitely some states that are kind of defying conventional wisdom for what Democrats would do or Republicans would do. And it's very localized. So that very much is the case, too. And it's fluid, too, Susan. We could be having this conversation in a month and having a very different conversation simply because of the realities on the ground with the virus, which is not going away.
You mentioned very localized. That's been true for over the last year. But I'm wondering what weight the president's words would have. If he were to come out, in a month and say, all right, we are through the worst part of this crisis and we are going to drop any mandates. It's now just a recommendation for social distancing in public spaces or something like that. Could the president come out and say something like that and have an impact, or is he really powerless in this situation?
I mean, the federal government can't dictate to the states what is to be done. Even if Joe Biden says, do this, do that, it's really not up to him. It is going to be a local matter. One thing that the federal government absolutely can do is make sure that the states have the resources, for example, to have enough vaccines available to their population. Or we're getting to the point right now where some states, the vaccination rates are going down, the daily vaccination rates. And we have a lot of people who, for one reason or another, are not getting the vaccine. It may be because they don't want it. It may be because they have jobs and lives that are not conducive to making an appointment days and days ahead. We have people who live in very rural areas where the vaccine is just not terribly accessible or convenient. So there are going to have to be different types of strategies put in place that the federal government can help with in order to get us toward that sort of sacred herd immunity level that everyone would love for the country to get, but we're just not there yet in most cases.
But Dave, you know, the president has said he wants the U.S. to be, I think he used the words, close to normal by the 4th of July, right? That is kind of a benchmark that's out there.
It is a benchmark, and it's definitely an aspiration, but Joe Biden or the federal government writ large can not wave its magic wand and just make that happen. It's going to take the federal level, it's going to take the state level, and it's going to take also to the local level in order to make that happen, at least in certain parts of the country. And it may happen sooner in certain parts of the country than others, but of course we've got interstate issues where people can travel, so the virus knows no borders. And also, too, for people who would love to, just go to Canada for the summer and go to Shrickson Beach or do the normal things that Buffalonians certainly do during the summer, that's going to be difficult, too, because Canada can do what Canada wants.
All right. Hey, Dave, thanks so much for the time this morning. That's Dave Leventhal, Senior Washington Correspondent for Business Insider.